92.9 and 96.5 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
Tell me that we don't need better regulation of guns in our country. 27-year-old Sadat Shamil Johnson lives in Midvale, Utah. It's a wide patch of neighborhood on either side of Interstate 15. It's a small town. 3 hotels, 11 restaurants, 1 shopping center, 1 town park. Anyway, Sadat's a father of 2 boys, 4 and 3 years old. He placed an order at McDonald's using the drive-thru. He paid, got his bag, pulled forward to check through it, and guess what? They messed up his order. People, haven't we talked about this? You'd never go through the drive-thru. They always screw it up. So Mr. Johnson went berserk, totally freaked out, headed towards the drive-thru window, and pulled out his gun to threaten the employees. The manager called the police. By the time the police got there, Sadat was back in his car and refused to come out to talk with the cops. Sometime later, he was being dragged out of the car and arrested for something, and one of the cops spotted the gun through the rear window. And in the process of trying to secure the gun, a shot got fired off and wounded one of the cops in the arm. It turns out it was the 4-year-old kid who managed to grab the gun and fire off that shot, and it was prompted by the father telling the child to shoot the cop. Mr. Johnson's been charged with child abuse and threatening the use of dangerous weapon in a fight, and he's in jail. And all of this is because something was incorrect in his McDonald's bag. Define irony. Now, tell me that we don't need stronger laws and regulations about guns when 4-year-old kids are grabbing guns and shooting cops.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons, and get random notes from around the planet on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.